This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, appendices, footnotes, and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version. June 2007. International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning. Volume 8, Number 2. This is the Technical Evaluation Report Number 61. The Worldwide Inaccessible Web, Part 2, Internet Routes. The authors of this report are John Bagley, Athabasca University, Canada's Open University, Bachelian Babhurev, Inficon Limited, Mongolia. And Jim Klass, DevEd International, Canada. Abstract. In the previous report in this series, web browser loading times were measured in 12 Asian countries, and were found to be up to 4 times slower than commonly prescribed as acceptable. Failure of web pages to load at all was frequent. The current follow-up study compares these loading times with the complexity of the internet routes linking the web users and the web servers hosting them. The study was conducted in the same 12 Asian countries, with the assistance of members of the International Development Research Center's Pandora Distance Education Research Network. The data were generated by network members in Bhutan, Cambodia, India, Indonesia, Laos, Mongolia, the Philippines, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. Additional data for the follow-up study were collected in China. Using a trace route routine, the study indicates that web page loading time is linked to the complexity of the internet routes between web users and the host server. It is indicated that distance educators can apply such information in the design of improved online delivery and mirror sites, notably in areas of the developing world which currently lack an effective infrastructure for online education. Introduction. The previous paper in this series reported two studies examining the amount of time taken to load different types of web pages in the Internet Explorer web browser. The first study involved 31 members of the Pandora Distance Education, DE, research network in 12 Asian countries. The second study compared the loading times reported by 41 educators in Mongolia. Both studies found that web pages created using the common programming method of combined HTML and PHP coding took, on the first check, 10 to 19 seconds to load in the browser. Pages delivered by the widely used Moodle LMS took up to 39 seconds to load. Such speeds are 4 times slower than the 10-second benchmark recommended in web design since the mid-1990s. It was concluded that if such benchmarks are not heeded in the development of online materials, the World Wide Web is likely to become increasingly inaccessible as a viable educational medium, particularly in the developing world. Numerous factors can be responsible for slow browser loading times. In the preceding studies, the use of low-level computers or poor dial-up internet connections was discounted owing to the up-to-date facilities of the study's respondents. Traffic congestion on the institutional networks used by many of the respondents, and the long client-server distances between the Asian countries involved in the study, may have been contributing factors. In addition, while some users may have received the web displays via straightforward internet routes using minimal junction points, others may have received them via complex, tortuous international routes. The current study re-examines the data reported in the previous article, in light of this hypothesis. The complexity of routes taken by a signal on the Internet can be identified by the trace route procedure included in most computer operating systems. The analyst submits the domain name or Internet protocol, IP address of a remote computer or web server to the trace route routine. At any given time, each computer on the Internet has a unique IP address, shared by no other computer. The address consists of 4 numbers ranging from 0 to 255. Each separated by a dot, for example, 146.23.12.200. The trace route procedure analyzes the signal's route from the originating computer to the remote one, in terms of the number of hops the signal takes through separate servers, the time in milliseconds taken at each hop, the IPs and/or domain names, and the geographical locations of each computer in the route, are also identified. Study C, Browser Loading Times versus Internet Trace Routes Procedure. In order to determine whether the browser loading speeds observed in the previous study may have been affected by the routing complexity from the user's computers to the Pandora web server in Pakistan, the IP addresses of each participant in Study A were collected. These were available in the log files of the server in Mongolia on which the responses had been collected. Trace routes were then conducted from the web page's host server at the Virtual University of Pakistan to each of the 31 participants' computers. For each trace route result, the number of hops from the Pakistan server to each computer was recorded. As the standard trace route procedure sends 3 successive signals to each server en route to the target computer, the average length of time, milliseconds, taken at each hop was recorded. It was also noted whether or not the trace route succeeded in locating the target computer or was abandoned after the pre-configured timeout interval, 3 minutes. Since IP addresses may change between internet sessions, with a resulting change in the last of the 4 sections in the address, a trace of the target computer was identified as successful when the IP recorded at the end of the trace route sequence included the first 3 sections of the target IP. The geographical locations of each computer in the route was identified by the reverse lookup procedure. In addition to the 31 traces conducted from the Pakistan server to the user's computers, the web addresses of the user's 14 institutions were also submitted to the trace route routine, that is, 45 commands in all. As an individual trace route command can take several minutes, a program was written to conduct all 45 trace routes viaduct a single command. The standard trace route default values were used for the maximum number of hops at each stage of the route, and for the 3-minute maximum for measuring individual hops. The program was made available for download and use in the Windows operating system by researchers across the Pandora Asia network. To this point, the 45 trace routes had been run from Lahore, Pakistan, Phnom Penh, Cambodia, Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, and from sites in Canada. Data collection from all these sources took place during a weekday morning, local time in each city, from May 10 to 14, 2007. Results. The analysis indicates that the internet routes taken by web materials to the user's computers range from the simple to the exceedingly complex. Figure 1 illustrates 3 of the most simple routes noted in the trace route analysis between the Pandora web server and its users across Asia 1. A trace route within Pakistan. The route observed between materials hosted on the Pandora web server in Lahore and users in Islamabad is a direct one involving 7 hops from source to target. 2. The trace route within Phnom Penh, Cambodia. When a web user in Phnom Penh loads a page from a server in the same city, the route typically goes through Hanoi, Vietnam, via approximately 10 hops. 3. The trace route from Beijing in China to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The trace route from Beijing in China to Ulaanbaatar, the capital of neighboring Mongolia, typically involves 15 hops through Herndon, USA, and Tomsk, Russia. In countries such as Mongolia, which lack a comprehensive internet infrastructure, the trace routes can be more complex. Figure 2 illustrates the routes taken between the Lahore, Pakistan server and Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, as an 11-hop process through Islamabad and Singapore. The trace routes conducted from Ulaanbaatar to Lahore reveal an even more complex return route, 16 hops, though Tomsk, Russia, Stockholm, Sweden, Rome, Italy, and Islamabad, Pakistan. Another country with a relatively undeveloped internet infrastructure is Cambodia. Figure 3 illustrates the return routes between the Pandora web server in Pakistan and the Cambodian capital, Phnom Penh. It is a route almost too tortuous to display in a single figure. The outward route from Lahore to Phnom Penh, 13 hops, goes through Islamabad, Chitty, Italy, Bochum, Germany, Herndon, USA, and Hanoi, Vietnam. The trace route data collected in Phnom Penh reveal an even more complex 19-hop return route from Phnom Penh to Lahore via Hanoi, Beijing, the U.S. states of Oklahoma, Washington, New York, and Islamabad. Figure 1. 3 direct routes, 1, Lahore to Islamabad. 2, Phnom Penh to Phnom Penh via Hanoi. 3, Beijing to Ulaanbaatar, via Virginia, USA. Figure 2. The routes between Lahore and Ulaanbaatar, outward via Islamabad and Singapore. Return via Tomsk, Stockholm, Rome, and Islamabad. Figure 3. The routes between Lahore and Phnom Penh, outward via Islamabad, Chitty, Bochum, Virginia and Hanoi. Return via Hanoi, Beijing, the U.S. states of Oklahoma, Washington, and New York, and Islamabad. The final analysis examined whether the trace route complexity between the Pakistan web server and its users is related to the browser loading times reported in Study A. The respondents' mean loading times across the five web displays were calculated and compared with the number of hops from the Pakistan server to the respondents' computers. With only one outlying score, two clusters of scores are noted, see Figure 4. The first cluster involves relatively few hops, 1 to 16, and is related to fast loading times, 50 milliseconds or less. The second involves the maximum number of hops, 19 to 20 in the current study, and slow loading times of 60 to 136 milliseconds. Figure 4. Browser loading speed versus server hops. Despite the above relationship between mean loading time and number of hops, no systematic relationship was observed between the loading times and the actual times taken by the traceroute routine at successive hops. Numerous traceroutes in the study failed to locate their targets at all, probably because of blocks placed upon incoming traceroute requests by the target networks. No reliable generalizations can be made on this in the absence of tests between every institution in the network. Other factors affecting the results may have included packet loss, latency, and the use of the default trace route setting for the maximum time allowed for measuring each hop. Further study should be conducted to determine more reliable criteria for hop measurement in specific situations. Conclusions and recommendations. Despite the shortcomings of the trace route measurement method, the follow-up study has yielded promising evidence linking the complexity of Internet routes to the slow web page loading times observed in the previous two studies. Geographical distance bears no relation to trace route complexity, for signals between cities relatively close to one another, for example, Lahore and Islamabad, Beijing and Ulaanbaatar, can traverse several continents before finally reaching their targets. Even signals between computers in the same city, for example, Phnom Penh and Cambodia, are routed through Vietnam. The reasons for a complex internet routing have more to do with the availability of adequate routes in the region. Trace route analyses reveal the need for new internet routes and internet exchange points, IXPs, in specific geographical areas, and also demonstrate the locations, for example, Singapore and Hanoi, currently acting as major hubs for Asian internet traffic. Educational institutions wishing to improve the efficiency of their online communications can use this information in establishing mirror web servers. Although well known to computer specialists, such network analysis methods are relatively unfamiliar to educators. In order to overcome the current inaccessibility of web materials in developing countries, that is, slow loading times of browser-based courseware, unreliable email delivery, etc., distance educators should study such data in order to identify constantly evolving solutions. The next report in this series will analyze the relative efficiency of online communications among the 12 Asian countries in the Pandora network, and between the network's major open learning institutions. Acknowledgements. For advice and assistance in this study, the authors are grateful to their colleagues across the Pandora Research Network, to John Hamill for programming input, Essen Puri, network executive at the Virtual University of Pakistan, and Steve Song, manager of the IDRC's ICT4D Africa programs. Map template used with permission, courtesy of http://www.theodora.com/map/. The project was conducted with financial support from the Pan-Asian Networking, PAN, program initiative of the International Development Research Center, IDRC, under a grant to the Virtual University of Pakistan, VUP, for the project Pandora, Distance and Open Resource Access. This is the end of the Technical Evaluation Report number 61. The Worldwide Inaccessible Web, Part 2, Internet Routes. The text format of this article is available on the IRODL website www.irodl.org. Goodbye.